absolute pleasure.
A really interesting read of your article in The Guardian here, Gavin. Are the Super 8s good for rugby league? It seems to be a lot of split opinions. So I imagine it's sort of club-to-club, fan-to-fan on whether or not they are actually good for rugby league.
Yeah, I think so. It's very much the experiences that the different clubs have had so far. It's certainly a case of maybe a bit too early to come to absolute conclusions, but it's definitely been some extreme examples in the first week this year of what clubs have experienced and therefore what the fans' opinions are.
And just looking at that, like you say, because when I've noticed, I mean, I'm a Bradford Bulls fan myself, and I know there's quite a few clubs in the Championship, the likes of Leigh St Johrins, that have won the League Leaders' Shield three times in a row, but still haven't managed to gain promotion. It's those kind of little things that seem to be happening that some people are thinking, well, sometimes this isn't fair on those that are from the lower league.
Absolutely. I think it was very important to bring back an opportunity for promotion to stimulate the Championship and the lower divisions, and I think it was vital that happened. But the actual process of it, where you're having to beat teams from a division above that are spending up to maybe three times, four times as much money on their salary cap as the Championship clubs are, and that's made it a massive challenge. But you know, Leigh are in a really strong position to get into the million-pound game, as they call it, and try and knock off the lowest-placed Super League team. I just think the system of the bottom four in Super League playing the top four in the Championship is maybe too much. I like the idea of them playing each other, but when you look at who the bottom four are this year, we've got Leeds in there, of course, and Huddersfield, Salford because of the points deduction, and Hull KR. It's far stronger than the bottom four were last year, and I think the challenge for the Championship clubs is massive this year.
That's what I was going to say as well, because I remember last year in the million-pound game, you were facing a Wakefield side that were possibly, you know, I think they'll admit it themselves, it was a very, very poor Wakefield side throughout the season. Very few wins on the board, some trouncings there as well, and came up against a Bradford side that had really managed to put into form. But do you think it's fair that in the million-pound game, you're having two teams that are sort of playing each other where people's mortgages and jobs are essentially on the line?
Yeah, well, I don't buy that one, because I think the jobs are on the line every week and the mortgages are on the line throughout the season. I think that's become a bit of an easily spouted comment by some of the coaches as well. You know, I think Leigh Radford was saying something along those lines this week, or maybe he was saying that there were games that didn't really mean anything, but then there's always mid-table games. But when it comes down to it, if it's one game and you've got to win it, that's the same as several stages during the season. It's the same in the Challenge Cup. It's the same in grand finals. And, you know, you could say, well, it's their own fault for performing so badly during the season that they're in that position. Mm. And, you know, there comes a time where if you're not good enough, your full-time contract is under threat. I think that's just the nature of our sport.
Mm. And I suppose one of the biggest things as well, Gavin, is to look at if it was better than the old licensing system. I think quite a few people would say that just the introduction of promotion, relegation, or at least the threat of that, has actually made the sport much, much better.
I think it's more attractive to the public than licensing. The fact that you knew there was no relegation certainly made some clubs complacent. I'm a London Broncos fan and had maybe four or five very painful years of watching them getting beat every week and the club slowly falling apart and yet retaining a licence every year. I don't think licensing really worked in that clubs were supposed to be stretching and developing and becoming stronger in all areas, and in fact lots of them didn't. They just drifted along at the bottom. So I think it stimulated those clubs that they know that their future is under threat, and if they don't perform on the pitch, then they're going to be out of Super League. So I think the next important stage is to make sure that these clubs are all performing off the pitch as well, because there are some clubs, you know, you mentioned Wakefield there in particular, but there are others who really aren't contributing much to our elite competition.
And you bring up London there, and I think that's it's a very good point to bring up there as well, because obviously they went down the same year as Bradford, and it wasn't a great first season in the Championship, missing out on the top four. But looking at this season, it seems like they've really rebuilt. It's almost something that some clubs need, the ability to sort of rebuild and start again, and it almost gives them that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the case for London. They really needed putting out of their Super League misery to use that phrase, but I think it was a very different situation at Bradford and still is. London have rebuilt. They went incredibly close to folding completely. And then the last year in Super League was dreadful. It was just a case of fulfilling their fixtures. And last year, they were getting used to the Championship. They've got a new team now, much better than before. And they're a strong Championship club, but I don't think the team's going to threaten to get into Super League, and certainly the club is, I think they would admit, a million miles away from being a Super League club. If you've been to the facilities down there at London, and facilities down there are very much Championship level, and they're probably, to be honest, League One level. And they do have the potential to expand the ground, improve the facilities, but I think the Leeds fans, when they go there en masse in a couple of weeks, are going to get a shock. It's not somewhere that I can envisage ever hosting Super League rugby, even though we're told that there are plans in place that can be the case. It doesn't feel like that to me, but I don't think the Broncos have to be a Super League club. You know, being a strong Championship club and producing players, many of whom are now playing at the top level for other clubs, is a positive place for them to be.
It's interesting you say that. I'm looking forward to the Super 8s, and it is actually a great watch in both the qualifiers and the Super 8s. But what I wanted to talk to you about as well is actually the reputation of the sport. Do you think it's got more people watching and more people engaged in rugby league?
Well, I think it's very confusing for people who are outside of the sport. If you're inside it and you can understand it, then it's fine. But if you don't know the sport, you're probably thinking, what on earth's happening here? What's this Super 8s business? Doesn't help that the logo looks like a cheap packet of cigarettes. But it just sounds to me like the Million Pound Game. It sounds tacky, Super 8s. I don't like the name it's been given, when really it's a playoff system, and it takes a lot of explaining to people who aren't fans. But there is logic to it, and I think competition-wise, I think that the jury's out, really. I think we'll see how, if Leeds beat every Championship team by 60 points, and if Huddersfield and Hull KR and Salford do the same, then I think it's back to the drawing board. But I don't think that'll happen. I think we'll get some tight games like we did last year, and hopefully some shocks.
Hopefully so. Hopefully we will. And just finally, I mean, I just wanted to say, like you just picked up on a little bit there. Do you think this is the finished product from the RFL, or can we imagine and envisage maybe some tweaks over the next few years?
Well, nothing stays the same for long in rugby league, does it? it's both our strength and our weakness, I think. But I guess it's a 3-year. I think it was a 3-year arrangement, and they should stick with that. I don't see there's any reason why it should change. If that's what was agreed by everyone, to give it 3 years, they should do that. I think some sort of playoff where there's maybe the bottom two and of Super League and the top two of the Championship would work much better than 4 and 4. But then that doesn't really fit into the current way of dividing the league into 8. So I think we'll have to wait and see what they come up with. It needs some bright people and some positive clubs to decide what the way forward. But I think we do have to keep promotion and relegation. And I like the idea of the teams, the top of Championship and bottom of Super League, being actually having to play against each other. I think that's quite an attractive format.
Yeah, very much seems that way. And I am looking forward to some more exciting action this weekend, as always. But Gavin, thanks a lot for joining us here on The Afternoons.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on.